Friday morning, August 26th, Open Mac. It's our Hurricane Irene edition of Open Mac. So we just came from our planning meeting for the weekend and some shift in events for the weekend. For you guys, fortunately, it won't change too much. You got a good scrimmage in yesterday, yesterday afternoon, and didn't have something like that planned for the weekend. So, you know, good hurricane scheduling by you and your staff. Talk about yesterday's scrimmage, what you accomplished, what you know now that you didn't know before.
I know now this team is very physical, and they'll train hard. We push this group extremely hard, harder than any other group, because it's hard to win or get a piece of three conference championships in a row, and the NEC has proven that because no one's ever done that. And we've trained them hard. They responded to it. They'll hit you. They'll play hard. We've still got a ways to go to get ready for September 3rd. But as I evaluated the kids' efforts, I was very, very pleased, almost surprisingly pleased, because sometimes I can get a little bit pessimistic. But I was really, really happy. It almost scares me.
University has taken precautions with the impending storm coming, you know, Saturday night into Sunday. You guys will practice tomorrow morning, and you should be fine. It's gorgeous out there today. It's the proverbial calm before the storm. And then the dorms will remain open, but there are emergency measures in place for your guys who will be able to stay on campus. Local people will be able to go home if they wish to, but the university will have people on site to take care of emergency precautions. There are places to go if the dorm should lose electricity, those type of things. So I think they've done a great job in preparing everybody for the worst, but hoping for the best. Classes will be canceled on Monday. The move-ins have been moved to Monday. And then you'll start your Southern week, and hopefully the field isn't damaged by this hurricane, and we'll be able to play football next week. Let's go to our next positions. We've been sporadic with Open Mac and not as good as we have in the past, and a lot of that falls on me and not you. But we're going to go to the defensive line, and we mentioned in a couple earlier Open Macs, the youth of the defensive backs may be offset by the experience of that defensive line, because there's some familiar names up front.
No doubt, Tom. Basically, we have our four down line front are all seniors, which is good. You want to be good up front. And you have Charlie Williams, who is picked preseason all-conference. He was a second-team all-conference pick last year. He went to Greenwich High School. Since then, his family's moved to Waterbury, but Charlie's wonderful. He's only like, people don't know this, Charlie's only like one class away from graduating this fall. He's going to have a great fall. He's excited about it. Gene Johnson's already graduated, our captain at nose, our leader. Feel really wonderful about him. Dom Giampietro, captain, leader from Platt High School down there in Meriden. And then Jeff Logan, who's been in our program now 5 years and has played games. He's senior, he's had a great camp. Feel really good about Jeffrey, and extremely proud how that group has led the defense and how they handled everything. And a young man that's really, really gotten better. He spent the last two summers here, and he's really worked hard academically and on the field, is Chris Williams from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Victor Harris from Windsor, you know, he has got a lot of ability. Josh Elise, he's down there from Baltimore, Maryland. He's a transfer we signed, or a prep school signee at midterm from Milford Academy. He's had a very good camp. And then Peter Ladini is a signee from last year, redshirt, has played extremely, extremly well. And one of the key things, Tom, that's helped us for our future, we got two young Connecticut defensive linemen that have had great camps. Willie Maxson from Pomparog has got an extreme amount of ability, and Mark Robinson from Stanford has had a great camp. And what we have done, we moved one of our linebackers down to help us. He's a great teammate, has worked extremely hard, is Manny DiPazzo. And so that's that group. It's really good.
Have you ever had a team where two of your captains are both on the defensive line?
Never. And that is a great point. And really, for that matter, Charlie Williams could have been a captain, could have got votes, and did get votes. It just would have been odd if all three were captains.
There are people that I'll remember. I'm going into my 10th year here. There's people that I'll remember for playing. I mean, you know, there's names of guys, you know, like a Justice Harrison the season that he had, a Scott Dolch for the career that he had, you know, James Mallory for the career that he had. A kid like Gene, regardless of what he does on the field, I think, leaves here when he's done. But the memory that he leaves is beyond football. And we know the way the captain stepped up last January with Rich's death. But guys like Charlie Williams and Gene and DJ Spadaro, who were very, very close friends with Rich, stepped up in a way that I've never seen before. And I think a kid like Gene is going to leave here. You know, I mean, he's the big teddy bear in the hallway. He's, you know, he's always in upstairs saying hi to everybody, doing what he needs to do. What kind of leader has he become since he's been here at Central?
Leaps and bounds, Tom. And I couldn't say it any better than what you said. Gene is just a lovely, lovely person, and he cares. In fact, we had an incident early in camp where he made a great play in what we call, it's like the old Oklahoma drill, we call it dive drill. And Rob Morrison went over, and him and Rob celebrated together, and he broke Rob's two front teeth. And Gene was just devastated that Rob got his two front teeth knocked out. So that's the type of person. He's very caring, and you are so right. He wants this team to be the best it can be, but what he brings to Blue Devil Nation is so much more than what he does on the field. It's just his whole attitude. He's the vice president of the student athletic SAC committee, and he's involved in a lot of things here, and he enjoys it.
I was in Stop and Shop 3-4 days ago in one of the aisles, and all of a sudden this big scream came, and he turned around, and it was Gene Johnson standing in the middle of the Stop and Shop going to get something to eat, you know, at 9 o'clock at night. Just a great kid, and not to single him out over anybody else, but I think just it's a testament to what this program has become. And, you know, he's become who he is by being a football player here and learning what it means to become that kind of person. I think that's a testament to you and your staff and this entire department, that to able to nurture a kid and have him, I say kid, but he's, you know, he could, you know, chew me up and spit me out in a heartbeat. To have a student athlete become what he has become is just, you know, I know as a coach, you probably look at him and take great pride in what's happened.
No doubt. And the fact that he's already a college graduate, he's working on a second degree, trying to work with kids, there's just something special about him.
Let's move to special teams, and we'll go to the kickers right now. And again, another player that we'll be without this year is Joe Izzo, and I'll go on record as saying I haven't seen anybody get better at what he does from his freshman year to his senior year as Joe Izzo did during his career.
And that is a great point, Tom, and I agree 100%. And that's what you love as a coach when you develop student athletes. And I think Coach Stowers really had an impact on Joe Izzo and the way he taught and how Joe responded to him. So you are so right.
Let's talk about this year's guys and who we expect to see out there.
Okay. Well, you know, we got Juan Duque back from New Britain. Juan has had a great summer, Tom. Juan Steele, he's kicked off for us the last 2 years, but he's been a little bit inconsistent. But he's worked hard in the weight room. He's got his strength numbers up. He's kicking the ball further, and he's really done well in the field goal aspect. And I think Joe Izzo's come by at practice at times to help him out, that you brought him up. Steve Calitre's got a ton of talent. He had a very good early part of camp. Had a slight injury. We've been more protective, nothing major. But any time you get an injury in your leg or it's close, you got to rest at that. It's like a pitcher with his arm. Because if you keep kicking, you're going to get injury. And that's what happens in camp. You sometimes can overtrain. But Steve's done well from Norwich Free Academy. And then we got really four new guys. Jake Gibson has really done well down there from Maryland. Jake's going to has a lot of ability. Jake can actually be our punter. He could be our field goal kicker, and he could be our kickoff guy. We haven't settled that position yet. We're fixing to do that here on Tuesday of this coming week, and he's had a great camp. We have a soccer player who came to us, Joey Sisco, who's come to us, has really competed hard, really pleased with him. Blake Cassarella from New Jersey has worked hard, and he's very accurate in his field goal kicking. And Forrest Morgan from upstate New York has really done a good job punting.
Steve Calitre comes to Central. Well, he came to Central last year, but he's got Central blood in him. His grandfather was Don Clerkin, who was the longtime sports information director here at Central. The first ever publicist was Joe Arnone, who wore about every hat here in his 50 years and being involved with Central. But Don Clerkin, Steve's grandfather, was a sports information director here for a long, long time.
Fire up. You just educated me. I knew Steve had a family member that was involved with us here, but I did not know Mr. Joe Arnone, the voice, was the first publicist. It does not shock me. He loves to talk.
See, you learn something new every day.
How you do?
It's 10 of 11, so you're done for the day. You don't have to learn anything.
I got to learn some more, brother.
Today. We'll tackle some of the other positions early next week, and we'll do a couple next week heading into the Southern game. But you're 8 days out from game number one of the 2011 season. Can't go by slow or fast?
Blink of an eye, which is fast. It went by fast.
Would your players say it went by slow or fast?
Probably they felt more pain than I did, but it goes by fast. They probably would say medium, but it's a lot of fun. It's an exciting time, and we're getting an opportunity to play a great Southern team up here that is very, very good and well-coached, and that's what gets me on edge. Coach Cavanaugh has done such a great job down there at Southern.
All right, Coach, we appreciate your time. Hanker down this weekend. I know you got your bottled water here ready to go. Batteries and flashlights and candles are all set. We know you'll be working hard getting ready for Southern. We appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Fire up, baby.